first for breaking news and the best live sport. This is BBC Five Live.
Afternoon, everyone. It's 12 o'clock. It's Tony Livesey on Five Live.
In sport, the Ryder Cup fallout continues with a public falling out from the Americans.
Hello there, this is Sports Day. I'm Andrew Lindsay. Delighted to be joined by someone who's been very much in the news over the last 24 hours. Becky Adlington, surely Britain's greatest ever swimmer.
Heptathlete Jessica Ennis.
Frankie Dettori.
To find out what is going on, Andrew Lindsay, a journalist of international fame.
To the John Smith Stadium, Andrew Lindsay, a goal.
Two goals, in fact, since you last joined me, and it's now 2-1 to Bolton.
Hello there, it's Andrew Lindsay, well into a second decade of TV and radio.
Good afternoon to you, this is Sheila Fogarty on Five Live with you till two. Andrew Lindsay's with me as well.
This was the fifth time Manchester United have played Milan in this competition at the San Siro, and it's the first time they've managed to score.
It must be perfect to come to a place like this where Manchester United have had such a bad history and put that to bed like that.
Yeah, it is. You know, we were proud to be the first United team to win here, so something we can take back.
You enjoyed it tonight?
Yeah, loved it. You know, playing against United was it's one of the things that I've looked forward to for many years.
News reading, voiceovers and commentary.
Wolfenden going forward. Will he find Jerome Wright or try it himself? He does the latter and it's 2-0! No sooner has the first gone in than the lead is doubled. Two goals ahead against a team that's conceded 9 and 10 without reply this season.
Andrew Lindsay.
Some real fun developing at Queen's Park Rangers. Harry Redknapp's holding football's equivalent of a bring and buy sale. Peter Odemwingie's desperate to be involved. You'll be exercised by that one. What's he playing at?
Well, listen, I've just gone on Radio 5 Live and I've caned him, really, because it's just unbelievable.
Rachel joins Lord Digby Jones and John Pienaar as warm-up artists for George Osborne. He's still not here. So to add to those ranks, let's bring in Andrew Lindsay, who's got the sports news.
I must be the cabaret, then.
Yeah.
Mr Livesey and Mr Lindsay. No battling between the two of you.
Well, now sport. Andrew Lindsay has the details.
Much of my output's been news and sport, some less factual.
Because it's the early part of the 21st century, and so many radio commercials sound like trailers for movies.
Accident ahead. You have reached your destination. On the radio, I've pretended to be Michael.
What do you think's the best piece of architecture in the world?
Taj Mahal.
You think the Taj... Do you know what the Taj Mahal is based on?
No.
Liverpool Community College in Myrtle Street.
Is everything based on something in Liverpool, yeah?
Not everything isn't, no. Earthquakes and that, they're not based on anything to do with Liverpool. We never had one.
Cornelius.
Even my manservant has a double barrel surname since the last 6 months.
And what's that?
Well, when I employed him, his name was Bainbridge. He changed it 6 months ago to mostly standing. Do you know what his first name is?
No, go on, enlighten me.
Steve.
And Roy.
I only lie to my kids in a practical sense.
Yeah, that one.
When our Dawn were a lot littler, I told her that if she asked for any Christmas present that cost more than £6, then Father Christmas might hit her. You should have seen her little face.
I'm also available for game shows.
Andrew Lindsay.